News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. NCP leader Ajit Pawar, who had joined hands with the BJP in an overnight coup to become deputy CM for 48 hours, may make a dramatic return today as the Maharashtra cabinet expansion is set to take place. Recently, when NCP Supremo Sharad Pawar was asked if Ajit would become deputy CM in the Shiv Sena Congress NCP government, he refused to make any clarification. Sources said that as many as 36 ministers could take oaths today. Currently, the Uddhav Thackeray-led cabinet has 6 ministers besides Chief Minister Thackeray. The swearing-in is likely to take place at the Vidhan Bhavan in Mumbai. State Congress Chief Balasaheb Thorat had told reporters that his party's list of the leaders who would take oath as ministers was ready. When asked if the Congress was seeking the post of Deputy Chief Minister, Thorat said, cryptically, "Media can run this story." Thorat and Nitin Raut of the Congress, Eknath Shinde and Subhash Desai of the Shiv Sena, and Jayant Patil and Chagan Bhujbal of the NCP took oath along with Thackeray on November 28. According to the power-sharing formula agreed on by the three parties, the Shiv Sena would have 16 ministers, apart from the Chief Minister, NCP 14, and the Congress 12. North India continued to reel under intense cold on Sunday as the Haryana government decided to close schools for 2 days, and reduced visibility due to dense fog affected the movement of flights and trains at several places. While Srinagar recorded the coldest night of the season, Jaipur registered the lowest minimum temperature in more than 5 decades. However, Delhi, which is witnessing the longest spell of cold weather in the last 22 years, is likely to get some relief from the intense cold wave as the wind direction is expected to change, the Met Office said. Change in wind direction from northwesterly to easterly has started, and reduction in cold air and cold wave has begun. This is reflected in the maximum and minimum temperatures, the official said. Since December 14, the national capital has been experiencing severe cold days, with the average minimum temperature on Sunday morning being recorded at 3.4 degrees Celsius, 4 notches below what is considered normal for this time of the year. The minimum temperature in various parts of Delhi varied, with 2.5 degrees Celsius being recorded at Ayanagar, 2.8 degrees Celsius at Lodhi Road, 3.2 degrees Celsius at Palam, and 3.6 degrees Celsius at Safdarjung. The maximum temperature also varied, with 14.8 degrees Celsius at Ayanagar, 15.6 degrees Celsius at Lodhi Road, 13.5 degrees Celsius at Palam, and 15.8 degrees Celsius at Safdarjung. Due to the cold wave, there was dense fog in the morning at Palam, which reduced visibility to 150 meters. At Safdarjung, there was moderate fog with a visibility of 600 meters. The mean temperature for December 2019 till Sunday was 19.07 degrees Celsius, and it is most likely to become the second coldest December since 1901, behind 17.3 degrees Celsius in December 1997, the Met Department said. A significant increase in wind speed is expected over Delhi NCR from Tuesday evening under influence of approaching western disturbance and easterly winds in the lower level. Light rain is expected over Delhi NCR at night from January 1 to January 3, 2020, and a hailstorm is expected on January 2, it added. Delhi had recorded the season's coldest day on Saturday, with the minimum temperature dropping to 2.4 degrees Celsius. While 13 trains were delayed for up to 6 hours due to fog, the operations were normal at Delhi Airport and there were no diversions or cancellations. India's tourism industry has been hit by a wave of violent and anti-government protests against a new citizenship law that have rocked several cities this month, with at least 7 countries issuing travel warnings. At least 25 people have been killed in clashes between police and protesters, and demonstrations against the law continue. Officials estimate about 200,000 domestic and international tourists cancelled or postponed their trip to the Taj Mahal in the past 2 weeks, one of the world's most popular tourist attractions. There has been a 60% decline in visitor footfalls in December this year, said Dinesh Kumar, a police inspector overseeing a special tourist police station near the Taj Mahal who has access to visitor data. He said the decline was compared to December last year. Indian and foreign tourists have been calling our control rooms to check security. We assure them protection, but many still decide to stay away, said Kumar. The 17th century marble monument is in Uttar Pradesh that has witnessed the highest number of deaths and intense bursts of violence in 2 weeks of unrest. A group of European tourists traveling together across India said they now plan to cut short their 20-day trip. The Taj Mahal, situated in the town of Agra, attracts over 6.5 million tourists every year, generating nearly $14 million annually from entrance fees. A foreign tourist pays 1,100 rupees, or about $15, to enter the grounds, although nationals from neighboring countries get a discount. Managers in luxury hotels and guest houses around the Taj Mahal said last-minute cancellations during the festive season have further dampened business sentiment at a time when the country's economic growth has slowed to 4.5%, its slowest pace in more than 6 years. In a bid to clamp down on violence and unrest, authorities have suspended mobile internet services in Agra. Blocking the internet has affected travel and tourism in Agra by about 50 to 60%, said Sandeep Arora, president of the Agra Tourism Development Foundation, that groups over 250 tour operators, hotels and guides. The United States, Britain, Russia, Israel, Singapore, Canada and Taiwan have issued travel advisories asking their citizens to either refrain from visiting or to exercise caution when visiting regions embroiled in India's protests. Jayant Malla Barua, the head of the Assam Tourism Development Corporation, said the state, home to the world's largest concentration of one-horned rhinoceroses, is visited on average by 500,000 tourists during December. But this time, due to the ongoing protests and travel advisories by various countries, the number is down by 90%, if not more, he said. Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke with President Donald Trump on Sunday to thank him for information that Putin said helped Russia foil terrorist attacks over the New Year's holiday, the Kremlin said. Putin thanked Trump for information transmitted through the special services that helped prevent the completion of terrorist acts in Russia, the Kremlin said in a brief statement posted on its website. Based on the U.S. information, the Russian security forces detained two Russians suspected of preparing to carry out terrorist acts in St. Petersburg during the upcoming holiday, state news agency TASS reported, citing the Federal Security Service. The security service said it obtained the information from its American partners. It said it seized material from the suspects that confirms they were preparing terrorist acts with no further details. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.